Okay, there. So, first of all, call the meeting to order. And the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from in July when we last met. Does anyone have any edits to the minutes at this point or a motion for approval?
A
Motion
motion
to
to
approve.
I'll second.
Perfect. All in favor? It's unanimous. The minutes are approved. There are no members of the public here that I can see. So public comment's good. Do any members of the commission have any disclosures or recusals to make? Okay. That brings us to new business, which is the debrief from the 50th anniversary for this. For the Spire internship event. And I'll hand it over to Tracy for this.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, good evening, everyone. Happy to see all of you. And very quickly, our debrief with regards to the 51st, I was calling it the 50-ish celebration. It took place at the Hub, the Urban League Hub on the fourth floor. It's a very well-attended event. At that particular, Damon was there. Thank you, Damon, for representing the commissioners at that event. And we gave an award to the daughter to Alder Burris. For the service that her mother provided to the city of Madison by serving as the first affirmative action officer. And we also provided an award to Kirby Mack, who was the creator of our internship program, the Aspire internship program. And both of them, it was just a delight to meet them and to engage with them. And one thing that stands out to me, I spoke with them separately, and both of them encouraged us to continue to do this work. And so I certainly wanted to share that with all of you. They were elated to see that the Aspire program has grown by leaps and bounds. Kirby, in particular, was elated to see that, to find out that we have people who work for the city who started out as Aspire interns and are now even managers within the city. So that was, she was just, like amazed at that. So it speaks to when you have a thought, your thought becomes a movement, and the movement just goes on and lives past you. So we're thankful for that. Damon, did you have anything you wanted to share with regards to the 50th, 50-ish celebration of the affirmative action for the city?
good evening, everybody. I mean, you pretty much said everything. It was definitely a nice event, midday. I'm glad I was able to make it. I was sitting there and Jeff Mack, which I know is a alumni brother of mine, he was sitting over there. My goodness, here I go freezing up again. Can you hear me? All right, I'm just going to keep talking then. So I just stay in that position. He was standing there next to me for a while and then we talked. And if you remember Tracy doing the presentation, he said something that like that's my mom or something like that. And I was sitting there next to him the whole time. I didn't realize that Kirby was his mom. So we end up talking afterwards. Naturally, I end up carrying her water stuff down because Jeff had to go somewhere, so he had to carry his mom's stuff down. So it was definitely nice for sure. It was definitely nice. So,
Thank you, Damon. Thank you so much for, as I said, for being there representing the commissioners. And that's all I have with regards to that event. Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. That brings us to our list of discussion items. The first of which is election of a new chair, because I think this is my second to the last meeting. if I have the dates right. So we definitely need to elect a new chair here. I think we've talked a little bit about like the role and responsibilities. I can take a first stab at that, and then I'll let you chime in, Tracy, with anything else you can add. But I think roughly the basic scope of the role is really focused on the meetings themselves and managing those monthly meetings, just meaning like running the meeting basically. And then just, you know, any occasional off cycle stuff that would come up, but I feel like that's not really common that stuff comes up between meetings. So it's mostly just like handling the meetings and working through the agenda and stuff like that. I don't know what else you have to add, Tracy.
All right. So, Jasmine.
How long is the term?
I should have looked that up. I believe the term is actually, it's either 2 or 3 years for the chair.
Thank you.
But I think, Ryan, how long have you been in there?
Probably about that time. I know, I think the cycle of elections has kind of ebbed and flowed a little bit as commissioners have changed and staff members have changed. So I think it's been we've not always been consistent on cycle. But yeah, I think it's been a couple of years. I mean, I think at one point there was a small period of time where we did have like annual elections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ebbed and flowed. And I think,
yeah,
I don't even know if there's anything. We had like a charter we worked on at one point or some sort of document, maybe it wasn't called a charter, that detailed some of the stuff, but I don't know how specific it got in terms of timelines.
Yes. Okay. So we can certainly entertain a vote for a new chair.
Is there anyone who is interested in serving as chair? Interested or willing, at least? Jasmine?
I'll say I'm willing.
Okay, I will I'll move that we nominate Jasmine as chair. I don't know if I can move as chair, make a motion as chair, probably, right? I think I'm okay. Second, anyone?
Second.
Okay. Heard Sean first. All in favor of electing Jasmine chair? Aye. It's unanimous. Congratulations. It's good to know we got this all wrapped up and taken care of. Thank you, Jasmine. I don't think we have anything else there. So, Tracy, I'll hand it over to you for the next series of items, actually, the next four, and just let you kind of roll through them.
All right. I don't have my agenda up on my screen, so I'll need you to prompt me.
Okay, I will do that. First, we got the 50K hearing update.
All right. Thank you. So that speaks to Martha's presence this evening. The 50K hearings are scheduled for Monday, September the 23rd. We will convene at 5:30. Unfortunately, and nothing positive ever follows the word unfortunately, unfortunately, we are at 20 companies right now that are still on our debarment. I know, Kristen, 20 companies are still on our debarment list. And with that being said, I will say plan for possibly a lengthy hearing session. Hi, Virginia. Welcome. We're just talking about the 50K hearing that's scheduled for the 23rd. And those of you who are on that committee, it is Ryan, Kristen, And Sean is our alternate, and Damon. Damon, if you're there, I do need a confirmation. I know while I was away, you thought that the hearings actually were in August. Just want to confirm that you are available for the 23rd of September, 5:30 until. So I think Damon had to step away, which is probably explains why his camera is off. So I'll circle back to get a confirmation from Damon on that. But we'll be sending out the notice of hearings to those companies on tomorrow morning. And from there, we will be moving forward with still processing any of the affirmative action plans that come in. Between now and the hearing. The last hearing we had was 2 years ago. And at that hearing, we actually had a company that got approved like the day of or something like that. So very close to the wire. But Martha will continue to work on that as we move forward. Martha, is there anything you would like to share with the committee? Oh, I'm sorry, I just thought of it. Before I let you speak, Martha. Back in, I believe it was May, we had a refresher training from Adriana. Yep, heads are nodding. Great, great, great. Refresher training took place. And so if you need or would like to walk through that training again, I can certainly drop the link in the chat. Matter of fact, I saved that somewhere. So before we get off this call, I'll drop the link in the chat in case anyone from the committee wants to just review with that. But it's pretty simple process. You're just going to listen to the evidence that the Department of Civil Rights presents to everyone to the committee as to the efforts that have been made to assist the various companies in securing or providing us with an affirmative action plan. And they will have an opportunity, if they have a representative there, to share with us why they have not complied, why they have not come into compliance. You might recall we have two attorneys from the city of Madison who will be there. Adriana Peguero represents, she represents you all. She represents the commission. So she will be representing the team. And then myself, I'm sorry, not myself, I'm not an attorney. D Jason Dunker represents my department, the Department of Civil Rights. All right, Martha, I'll let you take it from there if I've missed anything.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Damon.
Woman. Yeah. So I did hear you. I only have problems with my devices, I swear, every time with the Affirmative Action Committee meetings. It's the only time I have issues. But anyway, I heard you on the phone. So yes, that the date of that meeting, for some reason I had it a month early, but I have it on the calendar now, the 23rd of September, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
At 5:30 until we'll put a question mark on the end time. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And we will be virtual. So you all will receive your evidence packets to review before the actual hearings. You can browse through and, see all the attempts that Martha has made to assist these companies into coming to compliance. Some just have not responded. They probably just don't care. So, but we're currently, to speak to that, we're currently in a situation with a company that was debarred back in November of 20, this is 24, so November of 22. And now they're doing all they can, we hope, to clear their debarment because there's an outstanding invoice for a piece of equipment and they've threatened to repossess. And we're like, no, Just comply. So it's been a lot of back and forth in the last 2 weeks or a week and a half with this company. But they are currently sitting at debarment, and their debarment will actually lift in November. So, because they've almost completed their whole 2 years of debarment. So, okay. So that's it for the 50K. Everyone is available. What's up next, Ryan?
Next, oh, that's a minute. Sorry, a little confusing to me. I should close this out. Next up is AAC recruitment.
I'm sorry, say again, what's next?
Recruitment for this commission.
Oh, okay. So recruitment. I'm sorry, I was switching positions. So it is with much sadness that we hate to see Ryan go. But on top of Ryan leaving, Sean is graduating early. Yay! So Sean has informed us that he will be graduating a semester early. So he will only be with us. He'll be graduating in December, I believe.
Yeah, in December. So that'll be my last meeting.
So we have enjoyed having Sean with us, and he's been a great asset. And he, as he said, his last meeting will be in December, so he will still be able to participate in this upcoming hearing if needed, as the alternate. With that being said, we have two vacancies. With Ryan leaving in October, we'll have three vacancies. And then once Sean leaves in December, we will be looking at four vacancies. So that means we have no wiggle room for quorum. Like, everyone has to be available for us to meet. So with that being said, we are diligently seeking new people to volunteer to be on the commission. And we did get permission to reach out to former Aspire interns. However, we haven't, Giselle, I didn't see any responses come in. Did you?
No, I have not either.
Okay, so we haven't had any responses from the students. Sean has graciously volunteered to do some networking on our behalf with a couple of the groups on campus to make them aware that we have this opportunity. And if there are any students who are interested in learning government, learning city government from this perspective, we certainly are interested in speaking with them. I am Norm and I are going, Norm Davis, our director, is going to work along with me to reach out to all of the chambers of commerce. We're kind of putting together a marketing campaign. So we'll be reaching out to all the chambers of commerce and to various other groups within the city to see if anyone is interested in being a part of the commission. We'd like for you all to do the same. Okay. Looks like we have someone coming in, Boyce Hodge.
Would you be able to introduce
Oh,
yourself twice? Can you hear us, voice? Would you be able to introduce yourself? I think you're on mute. I can't tell if you're trying to speak. There we go. You're off mute. So I think if you try speaking, we should be able to hear you now. Unfortunately, we can't hear you. You're welcome to listen in here, but we're not going to be able to hear you or get anything, I don't think. Give it a second, but I don't think it's working. I'm not hearing anything, so we'll progress through the agenda then. And the next thing up is the residency preference program.
So, yes, the residency preference program. Clearly, we are not going to get this resolved before Ryan tenure is up, but we are still looking to get an approval from the mayor's office with regards to whether we can move forward with the residency preference program. I believe she has been updated with regards to where we are with the RAISE program and the comparison or the difference between the RAISE program and the residency program. So we will touch bases with Norman.
I think we lost you, Tracy. You look like you got muted.
Yeah, someone muted me. All right. So stay tuned. We're still trying to get an approval from the mayor's office for the residency program.
Thank you. And then the next discussion item is the equity analysis and the landmark ordinance review. And I think it's specifically referencing responses from stakeholders.
Yes. So we did get a response from one individual. And so we are still looking for someone to lead that equity analysis. Soon as we lock in someone to lead the equity analysis, we will move forward. So Ryan, I do have you. Hopefully we can at least start that process before you leave, but I have you and Kristen as individuals from the representing the commission on that equity analysis for the landmark commission.
That sounds perfect. Then the last discussion item here is future agenda items for the commission. I don't know what folks have other than what we have here. New topics? I'm not seeing any heads nod or move. Oh, Tracy.
I just wanted to see if we can hear from Mr. Hodge.
Yes,
are you able to speak to the commission now? Oh.
Sorry, we can't hear you, unfortunately. It's like completely silent. You look unmuted. Sometimes, I don't know if you're on a computer, but sometimes you have to go to the settings and make sure like the audio settings are using the right, like the built-in microphone and such. That's sometimes the key when you're unmuted, but we can't hear you.
Okay. Well, while we're still trying to figure out Mr. Hodges. Oh, Jasmine?
Yep. So while we're waiting for Boyce to figure out volume or so for the recruitment for the commission. Is there something that, and maybe we've already received it, but is there something that I can share with the community or like people on my listserv?
Yes. We'll have to get you the marketing piece
Okay.
that we're creating. So as soon as we have that done, we will email it to all the commissioners, putting together like a flyer, to make it easier to share within your network.
Okay. And then do you have to be 18 to serve? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great questions. Thank you.
I
All
think
right.
the only thing that I would be interested in hearing a little bit more about is that situation you described earlier, Tracy, with the company that's not quite in compliance and how that shakes out with the 2-year debarment period and everything else. Because I think it would be interesting for folks to learn about that. I know, especially in light of the fact we've talked about like what ordinance changes potentially in the future and what the 2-year debarment. How it functions in this case, because this is kind of an unusual one and everything else. So it'd be interesting to talk about that a little more, maybe.
Yeah. So as I said, this company, Time Manufacturing, VersaLift, they were debarred back at our last hearing, which would have been November of 2022. And we did not have one last year. And you may recall, debarment hearings are held in arrears. So this upcoming hearing that's scheduled for September 23rd is actually for the 2023 year of finances. And so this company was debarred. They did not, I don't think anyone appeared, and they were debarred from doing business with the city. But the interesting fact with this case was there was equipment that the city ordered, and it came in increments. So everything was not shipped at one time. It was explained to me, Martha explained to me that, this is more of a customized equipment, and it's made to order. And so the last piece arrives, came in, was put into effect and put into use, but they have since been debarred. And so now, they've presented their invoice, and we're like, there's a payment hold on your account. We can't give you any money because you are out of compliance. So there was the argument back and forth that they didn't know, they had no indicator, they didn't know that they were out of compliance, which is untrue, because when we send the default letters, we send the default letters certified mail. So that means someone has to sign for that document. When we send the notice of hearing, that as well goes certified mail. And then in between, there's been communication with Martha, with our office, and the people at the facility. So now we come to them saying, we're going to repossess the equipment. And so we got our attorney involved. And it's like, can you really do that? Because you didn't uphold your end of the bargain or the contract in the first place by not being in compliance. So we've been in touch with their chief of HR, and we've been in touch with their chief accounting officer. And they seem to be moving in the right direction now. The chief HR, they're not even submitting a local, they're submitting a federal plan. So they pay a company to create their affirmative action plan, and they submit it to whomever they do business with. And in this particular case, we're allowing them to submit pieces of their AA plan, their federal plan, but there are pieces of that plan that still need to be what we are requiring, what the city of Madison requires. And so they are working to fulfill those pieces of their plan. And it looks like I think it's going to have a positive outcome after many threats. So stay tuned. I'll let you all know. Hopefully, by the next meeting, they will be in compliance.
Unless there's any other future discussion items from the floor, I'm just kind of looking around here. I don't see any. I think that brings us to the report from the Common Council, so I'll hand it over to Alder Duncan.
Thank you, Chair. Very quick. So at our previous special meeting, Common Council did authorize the $22 million referendum that will be put onto the ballot for voters to decide in November. Definitely, there's a lot of great information out on the finances city page that talks about where we are, how we got here, and potentially what could happen if the referendum is not passed, and how Common Council and the alders will determine potential cuts if that is the path that we do have to go come our November meetings. Then this coming Tuesday, we will be approving and adopting the Northeast Area Plan and also West Area Plan. Those have been going for the past 2 years. And so we've gone through all different committees, and I think that they are in a good place for us as council to be able to review them and potentially adopt them on Tuesday. And other than that, that is all that I have.
Thank you, Alder Duncan. When you're speaking, I did see Boyce's little thing flashed across his image that said connecting to audio. I don't know if it's working. Let's give it one more try. Maybe that worked. Can you hear? You can
Hello?
hear us? Oh,
Yes.
we can hear you.
Yes. Thank you. I'm on the first floor of the CCB. I came upstairs and didn't realize when putting this meeting on the calendar that there was a virtual option. So thank you to, I think it's Giselle, for forwarding me the link. My name is Boyce Hodge. I grew up here in Madison. Retired City of Madison firefighter. I currently run all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at Edgewood High School of the Sacred Heart. And, I wanted to find out about the mission of this committee and some of the work, past, current, and future plans for the affirmative action program in the city. When I was on the fire department, we actually, we had, a director, and the landscape has obviously changed. So I want to kind of get back in the loop as to the city's philosophy, its mission and vision for living out its mission of a diverse, equitable, and inclusive city in all aspects. So, and this is my first step in that process.
I am on mute now. Sorry about that. I was saying that sounds great. I think you got a good flavor. I don't remember exactly what point you joined, but you got a good flavor of our discussion item today, hopefully.
And is correct, you the meetings are the first Thursday of every month, and they're virtual. There are no in-person meetings. And if one wants to provide some input or, have a position or a perspective on something, is there any place on the agenda for public input?
We have a public comment section at the beginning of every meeting, where members of the public can show up and provide feedback and input and thoughts and the like.
Okay. And do you have to register in advance for that 14 days? Is there some sort
I'm
of
gonna let
notice?
Tracy's raising her hand, and feel like staff is more knowledgeable about the nitty-gritty than I am, so I'll hand it over to her.
Yeah. Thanks, boys. Thanks, Ryan. Boyce, welcome.
Thank you.
I am excited to hear your interest with regards to this committee or this commission. And what I'd like to do is give you my email. And if you can email me, and I'll schedule a time for you and I to have a conversation and see what your interests are and share with you where we're headed and what our needs are, and see if we both, when I say we, the commission, as well as yourself, how we can benefit with making this connection.
Thank you.
Will that work for you?
Yes.
Excellent.
So you can't drop it in the chat, I see. So I'll
right.
I could forward, Giselle has, she forwarded me the link, so she can be the temporary conduit, and then we
yes.
can go from there.
Perfect, perfect. Giselle, if you can forward my email to Boyce, and I will schedule a time for you and I to connect and have a good conversation.
Thank you.
I'm certainly looking forward to it. And thank you for coming to be with us this evening.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Bryce. That would bring us next to the reports from the Department of Civil Rights. Since Norm isn't here, I'll hand it over to Tracy for any updates.
Excellent. Thank you again. I'll be very quick. And then I lose my train of thought. Well, as you all know, the big project for the city of Madison, the largest contract currently open for the city of Madison, is the Metro BRT project. And it will officially kick off on the 22nd of September. So we actually received notice that an email today that informed us as city employees that our bus passes are going to be replaced with like an electronic, like a card key bus card. So that is permanent, meaning like currently every year city staff receives a bus card for the transit system. And it's a paper or plastic card, but they're moving to the rapid stations. We'll have their like electronic card key passes. And you'll need that type of pass for all the rapid stations. And then the same card key is available at all or usable at all stations. The paper keys or passes are only accessible at the blue bus stops that have the blue logo, but the newer rapid ones will require a specific card. And so there'll be more information with regards to how to purchase and obtain those cards. But they're going live. I saw several of the new buses circling East Washington today. And that was exciting to see. So the buses are larger. They have doors on both sides. So these are the buses that will be specifically on that East-West line. And in the near future, next year, they'll start working on the North-South line. You can board the bus in any door because you'll have that rapid pass. And so there'll be card key readers at all of those doors. And so that speaks to speeding up the process of boarding and boarding people on the bus. So it's exciting to see like all the work that's been put into the BRT system actually coming to fruition and being ready for the public to take part of and utilize. So I'll just leave it right there. We're fully staffed, so no personnel updates at this time. And as I said, wanted to just share with you that officially the BRT project will open on Sunday the 22nd. Questions, comments, or concerns? To Damon, I wanted to point out to you, just a side note, My mother-in-law is on the lookout. When she passes a construction site, she's looking to see if there are people who may identify as people of color and if there are women. And she did report in the other week. She said, "I want you to know, I saw someone at this particular construction site." So we have residents who are on the lookout and helping to make sure that do what they can to see if the efforts are really being made for women and people of color to be a part of the various contractual projects within the city of Madison. So I thought you'd be pleased to hear that. All right, that's all I have for all of you.
Thank you, Tracy. I think that brings us to the end of our agenda here. So I'll entertain a motion for adjournment at this point.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Damon. Second, anyone?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Sean. All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you, everyone, for another good meeting. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank
All
you.
right. Bye, everyone.